Hello, this is another episode of Cross Trails Podcast. I forgot the name of my own podcast. And I'm joined with my very best mate, Tom Owen. So he's recently, he's running for a while, haven't you, Tom? On off,
On and off for a while, but I guess the last 9 months, taking it a bit more seriously.
Yeah, yeah. And today we went to the National Running Show in Birmingham, which was cool. I thought I got a few free tickets. I thought it should be good for you, as you've got some plans on the horizon in regards to your running. I thought it'd just be a cool little sort of eye opener to what goes on in the run. Not the running world, sounds a bit corny, but like,
no, yeah, it's like a nice peek behind the curtain, really, because I've never been to anything like this for sport.
You've done some Comic Cons, haven't you? Like working them.
Worked at Comic Cons, God knows how many over the years, back from the THG days. But yeah, never been to anything like this through sport, and I've never actually visited one or a convention as a customer.
So you mentioned THG, so we should give a bit of background to yourself. So me and Tom have been mates for what, 10 years now?
Yeah, ten must be ten over ten.
Yeah.
Because you've lived there how long?
I've been living in the south for 7 years, and yeah, probably is about 10 years.
Mad.
Just I think back to the old house with Matt and the guinea pig.
Exactly.
So it's funny. So we both worked in customer services at the Hot Group. I started on health and beauty, so I covered Look Fantastic, Mankind, which is what I was. Mankind was the one I was hired for because of my barber experience, which I thought was a bit mad. And you were you MyProtein originally?
Yeah, it was MyProtein Live Chat originally. Yeah.
So, but we didn't know each other for your first time at THG, did we? Like, you were working there for a bit, and then you went away to university.
Yeah, I was there. It's just like a stopgap, really.
Yeah.
Before uni to earn a bit of money, and I think at that point, were you there? Did you come in after I would left initially?
So I was there before you left.
Right.
Because I remembered you working on live chat, but we never spoke or anything. But I think that's because I used to knock about with the smokers.
Yeah, and I was chained to my desk.
Yeah,
pretty much.
But yeah, so you went off to uni. So what did you do at uni?
International business studies.
Yeah, which ties in quite heavily to what you do.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I didn't do a language or anything, so I've just never ever been able to speak a different language.
Yeah,
can barely speak English. But yeah, I did international business studies, which gave me a bit of a taste and a flavour, really, to the business world, to, you know, marketing, trading a website, building brands. That's obviously what I do now, but didn't do back in the CS days.
No, so you went off to uni, and then I joined the live chat team, but I sort of broadened my horizons to across most of the sites. So the Hut Group owned, at the time, I don't know, it wasn't as many as it is now, because when we were working it was quite still small, wasn't it?
Relatively small,
still a multi-million pound company, just not as big as it is now. But so yes, I was across sort of Zavi, MyProtein, ProBike Kit, and the health and beauty live chat, and then you came back, and then yes, you joined live chat, and then Littler was our boss, wasn't she?
Yeah,
for a bit.
Amy was our boss. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you became a team leader, which was funny.
How have that happened? Yeah. I have no idea.
But I just think it's funny how, like, we didn't speak at all for your first time there, and then literally your first day back, we were sat like with Matt Jones between us, but we just hit it off like straight away. It was like we've been best mates forever, and it was just like the first time we really spoke to each other. I just thought it was really cool.
I think it's because we're very similar in a lot of ways, I guess. The way we think, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that place was just like a melting pot of people, wasn't it?
So many different people. And like, yeah, I think about the people who I still talk to from there, and they're all different. Like yourself. I occasionally still speak to Roberto.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From international
Italian
team.
Fella.
Yeah, yeah.
He's great.
I love him. And then that's it. And then, but, so yes, yeah, so you... I left the CS team, joined Fraud, and then that's sort of where I'm still at now, just with a different company. And then you progressed quite rapidly after I went then.
Yeah, well, you left, and I think it was just me and Jonesy. And there was like a couple of others that you could still have a bit of a laugh with, but it was a bit more serious then, because it was like there's more targets, a lot of pressure on where the team was going. Obviously, I think they saw something in me, because I was, I think, the first manager to have, or one of the first few managers to actually have a degree.
Yeah.
So they wanted me to do well, and it was like a success story from sort of customer service. But yeah, so it was live chat, team leader, then live chat manager, and then it was manager of contacts, live chat, whatever else they could shoe on into my responsibilities.
Yeah.
And then obviously I was always sort of itching to leave, because, you know, the shifts were horrible, weren't they?
Yeah, that's one thing the hot group weren't great for that, but it was a 24-hour service, and they used that as an excuse quite often.
Oh mate, I mean,
it's what this part of the game, isn't it? International business, they got to be open all international hours. So, but yeah, the hours weren't great.
I think that was one of the reasons why. I mean, I got my head up and was looking elsewhere, because I couldn't go any further than where I was without stepping up to become a head of department. And there was two heads already there.
Yeah,
one of them was potentially leaving to become director, and was like, "Look, would you want it?" And obviously, it'd mean, you know, not doing silly shifts, but it would still mean you're sort of pigeonholed in customer service, as tends to be the case in bigger businesses. You sort of not look down upon, but, you know, bad things roll downhill, right? And there isn't anywhere else where you can get in at the start of a business or at the bottom of a business. So, from there, a couple of Christmas parties, spoke to a few of the guys who I work with in the wider business, in the marketing teams, because obviously we have to be prepared as customer service to understand the promotions that were happening.
Yeah.
And from some decent work within the management team, and obviously me being quite charismatic, I guess you'd say, managed to windle myself an opportunity in trading for Zavvi, which was quite interesting, because, you know, I'm quite a big gamer. I quite like games and films and TV series, and that's what we sold. So
I think that's sort of what our relationship sort of was built on, wasn't it? Like, like gaming and films and stuff like that. Like, even now, like, we're always chatting shit about
games. And, well, we watch similar stuff,
don't we? Yeah, like, we're like the same comedians and stuff like that. So,
yeah. Shout out to Shane Gillis if he's a listener.
Yeah.
Free tickets would be awesome on top of seeing him in March.
Yeah, I'm buzzing for that.
Yeah,
it's going to be awesome. In the O2 as well. That's sick.
Yeah, never been, to be fair. Never been. But
I've not been since it was the Millennium Dome.
Yeah.
Show me age there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I randomly thought about the other day, actually, just going off topic. I saw EastEnders came on the other day, just while I had BBC on for some reason.
Mm.
And it had, like, you know, the start, and it comes, zooms out the River Thames. It has, like, the O2, the O2 arena there.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, randomly, I remember the very first episode where they debuted that scene with the Millennium Dome on it.
tell me you're old about telling me you're old.
So that's how our friendship definitely built up. And then, like, I don't know, I think because a lot of people, when they're in friendships, especially work friendships, they tend to just move to a different job and then that's it,
like, fizzles out.
But I think because we do have so much in common, but also, like, we've grown as people, as adults, because we were young adults when we met. But it's sort of like you, in friendships, you can grow up. You can grow up and sort of grow in different directions.
Yeah,
and then sort of like have nothing in common, but we've always still had that thing in common, haven't we? Which is cool.
I mean, not only that as well, but I think when things are easy, it's easier to keep hold of friends. Like, I guess you sort of hit it with, like, you know, you can grow into different directions. You can, you know, do your own thing, become, like, I guess, selfish with your time.
Mm.
You know, you can maybe not make effort with people.
Yeah.
But, like, the best thing about, I guess, our relationship is that it's so easy.
Yeah.
You know, we sat downstairs, had a brew before, and we just sat in silence, quite comfortable. And
that says
a lot. Do you know what I mean?
We were just, having drinking coffee and looking on our phones.
Yeah, but, like, you know, if you weren't comfortable with people, you can't do that.
No.
You know, I'm mentioning no names, but
yeah,
you don't have to fill the gap. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Energy vampire. Yeah, there's a lot of energy vampires about people. Be aware of those. But yeah. And it's like, you know, every time, you know, it can be a few months, it can be 6 months, but as soon as we meet, it's exactly as it was, you know, back then. Even back, going back 10 years, you know what I mean? That's, like, one of the best bits.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, there is definitely a difference as well between, and you learn it as you get older. It's like work friends and normal friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Just like you meet friends at work, right? But then there's people that you would have been friends with if you hadn't met at work.
Yeah.
They're the people you stay friends with.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I think about if me and you met while we're in school, we probably wouldn't have been mates.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I bet you were one of the football lads, weren't you?
Ish. I mean, I used to love football, don't get me wrong. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I was pretty chubby back then. So there was an element of like, yeah, I was all right at football. But
yeah,
wasn't, you know, I wasn't unpopular, but I wasn't one of the popular
guys. Yeah, so I would have thought you would have been.
No. Got my shoe. I mean, I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, I got my shoes set on fire a couple of times at school. That was fun.
Yeah, I would have put you in like the sporty kid bracket.
Yeah. No, well, I play football for the school and stuff, but yeah, I just sort of shied away from all the traditional like cool kid stuff.
Yeah.
Obviously, I love gaming, so like at home I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
But I had to get forced into football.
Really?
I was all right. But
yeah.
My dad knew, and that's why he started pushing me in when I was a kid. But yeah, if it was just up to me, I'd be playing Nintendo 64 all day.
Yeah.
All night.
Yeah. It's funny. Someone at Run Club said to me on Thursday, he was like, "Oh, you've done some mad runs recently. Like, how do you do it? Like, what makes you like? How do you force yourself out?" It was like, mate, because if I didn't, I would be on the Xbox all day, every day.
Yeah, like, yeah, it's like a necessary evil in a way.
Yeah, it's like I have to get out. I mean, I enjoy it, obviously. I love running, but if I didn't, I would be on the Xbox all day.
Yeah,
and not burning off those share size bag of crisps.
Yeah, every night. Yeah. Yeah, mate, that is it. I mean, one of the reasons why I really started taking running more serious is because, yeah, I recognised the pattern that I'd just be sat either working or or dabbling. You know, I like to get involved in loads of different projects and stuff. But I'd be sat at my computer doing nothing all day.
Yeah.
And then it'd come to like either lunchtime or after work. And I'd have done like 300 steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Which sounds mental. But when you're working from home, you don't walk anywhere.
No.
You don't do anything.
Yeah, that's one thing I struggled with during lockdown. When I eventually got a job again after being made redundant. But yeah, I was like, I'd wake up, walk the dog, start work, make some food and my lunch, go back to my desk.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh, in a lazy mood, like, I don't know if I want to go out for a run.
Yeah, that's
and then it. And then if I didn't go out for a run, that'd be it. I'd be like, fuck, I've done like less than 1,000 steps today.
Oh, mate. And so, I'm like the sum of like so many months of doing nothing. Like I think I was like 12 and a half stone first lockdown.
Yeah.
And then after lockdown, well, after COVID and everything, I was like 14 stone.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. And I didn't notice because I was waking up every day throwing a pair of shorts on, t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because at the time.
You don't notice.
Yeah. You do not realize. Yeah. And then I think I looked into the mirror, I just stepped on the scale and was like, shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
this has happened pretty quick. And I've always been the guy to say like, look, like, how do some of these people get so big?
Yeah, yeah, no.
Because you think like, you know, look, you don't just wake up one day and you're like 20 stone.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, how's this happened? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, that happened to me and it was a stone and a half. And I was like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah. But, I get that. Cause, like I had the similar sort of epiphany when I saw a picture of me when we were at the hot group on a fraud. What's that pub everyone used to go to?
Kingfisher,
we went for like an after work drinks thing and there was a group picture. I just looked fat as fuck and I was like, for me anyway.
Yeah, for you, I guess. For you,
because I'm lean, but for me I'm just like, that is disgusting. And that's how I got into running. But yeah, no, you sometimes do just catch yourself, but I think it takes a while before you clock onto it, because
like you say, the penny just drops randomly.
Yeah,
loads of other things, I guess. But I'm happy I did. And I remember, you know, you were trying to get me out loads. You were always offering, oh, you know, come on, let's do a run. And I used to love that because it was even before COVID, I guess. Like, it was, I think it was the Chester 10K. It was like 2018.
Chester 10K, wasn't it?
But that was like the first time I'd done a 10K, first time I'd done any race at all. Didn't really understand.
You were still half pissed from the night before.
Yeah, I was running off, like, I had like loads of beers the night before.
Yeah.
And I ran it with, obviously, Matty Cagner.
Yeah.
Because he was a similar. Yeah, shout out to Matty. Like, you know, he was at a similar pace to me. Obviously, he was quite a bigger lad as well.
Yeah.
And that helped because, you know, at that point, you've been running for a while, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I was still fairly new. But I think I was just starting to get fit at that point.
Yeah, you could go.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I was quite happy. I mean, I wanted to do it in under an hour because I thought that was like the norm, the average.
Yeah.
I think I was 1 hour, two or something. And now, trying to do like 10K now in under an hour is a challenge for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
I've managed to do like 9.5K in 50-something minutes. But obviously, I'll get quicker and better.
Yeah, of course you will.
The longer you do it, or the longer I do it. But yeah, no, definitely, you know, getting into running has been an interesting one.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for someone who's not naturally ever been built to run, even back in the day when I was playing football, if I'd have ran then, and we used to do it as part of football training, Sunday league, used to do a lap of, it was Middlewich at the time, and I used to hate it, and I used to cheat. So you use like an alley that you could get through, you'd cut off at half the run, but you'd have to wait, because obviously it'd be unrealistic if this little fat kid was running like, I don't know how far, it must have been like a 2K, and I was running it in like fucking 7 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I waited for all the fit kids to go, and then I think one time I chanced it and went fourth. And the gaffer knew that I barely covered that distance in a game. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sometimes, well, obviously I did, but, and he was just like, you've definitely cheated, mate. And I haven't. He benched me. And then I told him, but yeah, I've never been built to run, so it's been quite a baptism of fire, I guess you'd say, early doors, you know, the burning, the legs, the shins, well, I don't know if it's shin splints or not, the shin pain sometimes, it's horrible, but you've just got to keep going and doing it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And it's like anything though, right? Like, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yeah, yeah, and we do it easier it gets.
Yeah, and I think that's been the key, but obviously, you know, still love a good pint, still, you know, do things that I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Oh yeah, of course. We all do.
And that doesn't help, but then, you know, it's all about balance, isn't it? You know? And I think me not going out every weekend drinking has been really good for running. So I always go and run on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because I know that it'll keep me in on the Saturday night if I go and do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I know I don't want to ruin the run.
Hungover.
Yeah.
And you've got a little group that you do those Sunday runs with, haven't you?
Yeah, shout out to the Pickmere Plodders.
Like Pickmere Plodders.
We run around Pickmere. There's a nice couple of loops that we do. Try and get like a 9-10K done every Sunday. They've all started playing a paddle now.
Yeah, you told me about that.
They're asking me to go down. Part of me wants to. It's something new, isn't it? But I need to just stick to running. Stick to one thing. One thing.
That's the thing. Because otherwise, you just have your fingers in too many pies. And...
Yeah, and then you give up one of them, don't you?
Yeah.
And I think, you know, now I'm seeing progress with runs. Like, you know, 9 months ago, I was struggling to run 2.5K.
Yeah.
Kid you not, I was struggling. I was sweating my head off. Could stunk a beer when I ran, basically. I was like a walking beer keg, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now, you know, I can do that without stopping quite comfortably.
Yeah.
You know, the longest run, I think it was only like 12.5K, but a lot better than, you know, 9 months ago, and that's the motivation to keep going again.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've still not got 10K in under an hour. I definitely will, but
yeah,
that was my, you know, how old was I then? 2018. Six, so
that's 7 years ago.
26, and I was running that. So if I can get to beating that time now, I'm going to be fit. All the way back then, which would be before the damage of COVID. So that'd be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think running. I mean, I like to joke about it. You know, I think it's terrible while you're doing it.
Sometimes you know, it is. Though.
Sometimes, yeah, oh, mate. Like this loop we do for the first 2 to 3K.
Oh, what, 5K loop we do around here, me and you?
No, I mean, to be fair, that one is not too bad.
Yeah.
Especially now I can actually run. But, you know, sometimes I get that back pain, which I hate.
Mm. Is that on hills?
Say again, mate.
Is that on hills you get the back pain?
It can just be random, like proper random. It's like a dull ache in the lower spine. It's really weird. And I can't put it down to anything other than maybe, like, my hips rotating a bit. And I've seen a lot of chiropractor videos where they say, oh, your hip can be... And that can cause it. Might be that. I don't know.
Right. Okay.
But yeah. But on the loop round Pickmere.
Oh yeah.
First 2 or 3K, and in my head, I'm just like, "Why the fuck are you doing this?" Like, you're starting to sweat. It's, you know, freezing recently. You know,
yeah,
minus one.
Been, cold.
Minus four winds. But after I'm loosened up and oiled up and at that 4K mark, I'm thinking, right, it's all right, this. And then I can, I have bursts of energy where I try and sprint a bit and then slow it down and just to sort of shock my body, I guess. But the weird thing is with me, and I don't know if it's like an effort thing, but like I'll always have at the end, a bit like when you see the finish line of a race, right? You'll try and sprint it. You can just get the best time. Every time we do this lap, I'll see the end and it'll be like a good half a kilometre away and I'll sprint. I'll always have that in the tank, which is probably a bad thing because I probably should have exerted myself up until that point, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It's sort of like there's an argument of slow runs helps with your endurance. Slow long SLRs, as they call it, something like that. But yeah, I think just go however you've like. Cause one thing I noticed when I took you on that, was it 8 mile loop around Delamere? I noticed you were really strong on the uphills. Apart from the very last one, but that was a brutal.
That was horrible.
Or if anyone from Cheshire's listened to this, to Tom up Old Pale Hill, which I've, might have been quite cruel of me, I'm not sure, but all the other hills as you're coming back to the main car park, you were like sprinting up them because I just thought it was quite interesting how like on the flats and downhills you were showing fatigue, but then on the uphills you were like catching up to me. I'm like, fucking hell, Tom.
It might just be a mental thing, I don't know.
But
that was good, like a trail run. But one topic I did want to raise on this actually is running on a treadmill versus running outside. Because treadmill, in my head, is the enemy.
Horrible. I hate treadmills.
Outside, there's one thing that, you're looking around, you're seeing things, which might take your mind off the run, maybe.
Yeah.
I'd love to know other people's thoughts on it. I don't know if you're putting this out on stories or it's a reel or whatever. I don't know.
I think most people, I think the common sense is that treadmills are shit.
Yeah. Mate, they are shit. They come in all different shapes and sizes as well, and they're all equally shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I just joined like a new gym, mainly for recovery purposes, really. It has a nice little like sauna, which and a jacuzzi and stuff, and obviously got a recent promotion, so I can justify it, and I'm happy with it. But the treadmills in that gym, I've never had a worse one.
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. That's horrible.
And I don't understand the pacing. Like, it says it's a certain pace is what you're on, so the kilometres are on the right-hand side, and you set it up. I swear it's wrong.
Yeah, because I've noticed on your Strava, it'll say you've done, on your thing, it'll say 8 kilometres on the, you've taken a picture of your treadmill, it'll have 8 kilometres, but on Strava, it's showing only 5, or is it the other way around? I can't remember.
So the treadmill's saying more, but Strava's saying, the treadmill's saying more, but my Garmin's saying less.
Yeah, and it's a lot less as well. It's not just like a couple of meters. It's like a few kilometers.
I mean,
weird.
I've learned to, you can calibrate it now, so I've done that. Yeah. Instead of saying run, it's treadmill workout, whatever. But like, I just don't know. I lose the battle, the negotiation in my head when I'm running. There's always go on, stop.
Yeah, go on, stop.
And you push that back to, back of your mind. But on a treadmill, that guy wins all the time. And he's like, Tom, what are you doing? It's horrible. Just, slow it down or stop.
Yeah. See, I see a lot of people like watch things on the treadmill. I can't do that.
Nah, because then I'm focused on that and I can lose my balance.
Yeah.
Weirdly.
See, for me, it's not even that. I can't even concentrate on what I'm meant to be watching because I'm just like hating it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's weird.
I'm fine on the Zwift bike. So when I'm on my bike, I'll have Zwift on to do the routes and that, but then I'll have Disney Plus and at the minute I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle. So
nice,
I'll be like, So I'm like, so I think originally I was doing all Predator films and all Alien films till like they sort of met and then so I was doing it in like chronological order. So I watched Prey first, so that's like the oldest one, and then Alien, and then sort of went up like that, and then I finished them. Apart from Romulus, I can't wait to watch that.
Class.
I've not seen it yet. It's come out on Disney Plus though. So,
oh, is it nice?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's come out. So I'll be watching that. But yeah, at the minute I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle. My bike.
Brian so Cranston good. And Frankie Muntz.
They're making a reunion show. Yeah, aren't they? I heard, but they're not gonna have all the kids. It's just Malcolm.
Gonna be right, is it? No. Like, the series finished. People have probably seen it. Maybe some people haven't because of their age. Because we are showing our age. It was on Sky. Was it Sky One?
Sky One, yeah. Yeah,
but like obviously it ends when he goes to college, doesn't he? And he has all that like money in the end, and it rounded off really nice. But like, you know, don't bring it back.
Yeah, I don't think they need to. No. I mean, it's not like it's not like the actors who are in it are doing poorly. Like Frankie Muniz has got solid NASCAR. Is it NASCAR? He does sort of motorsport racing, doesn't he? And he's doing like he's actually really good at it.
I mean, and then don't even have to say anything about Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston, do you know what I mean? Like, nailed it since Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
And then the mum's done a few things. I was because IMDb'd them because IMDb'd all the characters to see who's in the reunion.
Yeah,
it is literally just them three, which I thought
that's a bit weird. Yeah,
yeah, because I was hoping at least Craig would come back.
Yeah, he's hilarious. I used to love his older brother as well.
Which one, Reese or Francis?
Francis was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Francis was brilliant, especially the days when he was in the military. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I related a lot to Francis.
Just it was hilarious.
As a brother, I was Francis.
But I mean, to be fair, if maybe I had the option on a treadmill, and something like that was on, I could listen to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd be more engaged. But yeah, I don't know anybody that enjoys the treadmill side.
Yeah.
I think there's something to be said as well on, you know, when you do your run on a treadmill, because obviously the runner's high is a real thing, right? And that's why
100%,
I chase that. It's pretty much why I run, really, because that's brilliant, especially in the summer when you can have a run. You know, we park at a pub in Pickmere, we'll go for a run and then we'll meet up at the pub and have a pint and then go home. Or sometimes, you know, maybe more than a pint and I'll walk home.
Yeah.
I'll stumble home. But like,
you know, do a recovery run the next morning to pick up your car.
Yeah, exactly. But like, yeah, you know, the runner's high is a real thing. You know, that outside is great. Mm. But on a treadmill, like, what do? Just sit at the end of the treadmill sweating your head off. Like, you look weird.
I think it's good if like for if you live in a city where there's no hills, you can it's good for like elevation. Like if you're training for like a hilly marathon or a mountain marathon or something, like, you know, you got the elevation of the treadmill and then maybe the Stairmaster as well.
Yeah, true.
I know a lot of people in London use Stairmasters to train for like races in Snowdonia, like UTS and stuff like that. But yeah, no, I think yeah, for by us, because we're really lucky where we live.
Yeah,
I don't think. Yeah, I think unless it's like dangerous weather outside, treadmills should be a last resort because they're just shit.
Yeah, for me at the minute, it's a necessary evil in the gym because I like to put myself through the mill to earn my reward.
Even if I'm
running on a Sunday, or I'm running the week. Get on the treadmill, get it done, have your little recovery session in the spa and the jacuzzi and that. But yeah, I'm glad we agree though, because I hate treadmills.
Yeah, the crap.
And I think if I just had a treadmill, I don't think I'd be running.
Yeah.
I'd just be cycling, I think.
Yeah.
Because like as much as I enjoy the runner's high, it's hard to get it on that treadmill. I'd enjoy it as well.
Yeah. It's nice to get out. But speaking of treadmills and that, so we went to the National Running Show in Birmingham today. On Saturday, there was lots of treadmills and that there. What's her name? Oh, fucking hell. Sophie Power.
Doing that incredible.
Doing that most miles in 48 hours on a treadmill.
How she's doing that. It's 48 hours, isn't it? I assume it's constant running, right?
I'm assuming she must take breaks, obviously.
Because how do you even do it?
she's probably doing it like sort of how, you know, ultra marathon. Pause it and then just have a break or whatever. And she'll probably have a kip, but
they'll shut the lights off and she's still going.
But that's how I was thinking about it, because obviously they have to close the NEC in that. How are they doing that? Because I noticed she had quite a few treadmills next week, treadmill one, two, and three. So I wasn't sure. Yeah,
maybe she likes to switch it up a bit. A bit different, because I didn't clock the treadmills, but she didn't have a curve one, did she?
No,
you know those. Yeah, they are really cool.
Yeah. I tried that on the grenade stand today.
Different, isn't it?
Yeah. They had one in the gym I used to go to, and I used to like it because I used to put the resistance up quite high and do it sort of like, you know, you're like a push and a sled.
Yeah.
I used to do them. That was quite cool.
That's one of the cool things, wasn't it, about today? Like all the different quirky things they're going on.
Yeah.
I quite like the spin the boards win a prize. That was pretty cool. They've all adopted that near enough.
Yeah. I remember when that first came out and it was like a huge novelty. But it seems like nearly every single company has adopted it.
It's a good idea. And yeah. It gets people, I mean, you know, I've done quite a lot of conventions and stuff, even worked quite a lot of them.
Mm.
And like, not a lot of businesses in my old niche or even in my most recent niche in sports licensing did that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like to build your Instagram following or to get people on the mailing list.
Yeah, that's it. That's all it was. It was just
for marketing.
Join the join the mailing list and then you can spin it and, you know, you can win. What did I win today? I won a bar.
Bottle of water.
Yeah, soft flask. That bottle of water. Yeah. What else do we come away with? But they're the only ones from the spinning things.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, it was
But no, it was good. It was good to see all those, you know, new up and coming brands, obviously some legacy brands that were there, like Classics and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I'd never been to anything like that for any other sport that I've done.
Mm.
You know, obviously there's loads for work stuff and entertainment, but yeah, I'd never been to like a sport one, so it was an eye opener. And it's pretty cool. There was a load of information out there to help with runners' problems, like plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, yeah, there was like loads of like injury preventatives, weren't there? Like, yeah, like the what was it? The 3D, was it 3D gait analysis or something?
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was cool. Yeah,
you could see how each part of your run lined up to how it's supposed to line up, rather than just your leg and your hip.
Yeah, so yeah,
that was really cool. And then obviously you had like Pure Sport and a few other like, you know, large businesses there. And then you had like the activity thing, like that giant speed treadmill. Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, I'd never jump on that because I'd probably fall and fly off into the crash.
I was looking at thinking, should I get on my foot? No, if I injure myself, I'll be so pissed.
Yeah, mate, it's like twofold there, isn't it?
Yeah,
you injure yourself and you embarrass yourself in front of everybody.
That's it, yeah,
and then you'd have to leave.
Yeah,
like I would not walk around if I fell on that treadmill and flew back.
Yeah.
Guy that fell. Like, right, I'm going home. But it was good. And and it sort of keeps you going as well. Things like that, like, it keeps you interested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to look to do a bit more of my running this year. So I know we veered off topic a little bit. But I definitely want to set some goals this year. I think I mentioned to you off the mic, and obviously now it's going to be on the mic.
Yeah.
It's legit. It's probably going to happen now. But
yeah.
I hope it's going to happen. But I definitely want to do at least half a mile distance.
Yeah. Yeah, you can definitely do it.
I think, I mean,
considering you've done that 10K with no training and half pissed, you just do it twice.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
With training.
Yeah, with training, yeah, that's the key, isn't it? Just getting, you know, your distance up. And, you know, tomorrow's going to be another one where everyone else is doing, like, some lads are doing 16k. I'm down to doing 8.5, but I'm gonna do at least 10 and see if I can push it to 12.
Yeah,
and it's just those small incremental gains, right, that help you over time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, because like a lot of people think that, like, with me doing like the ultra distances, that all my runs are long. It's like, no, sometimes I'll just go out for a 5k.
Yeah, well, you said like they're good builders, aren't they? Or it's good just to keep,
Doing
those types of things.
Because, you know, doing speed work builds strength. Obviously, you need strength to carry yourself over those long distances. So, so like, I don't know, one day a week I'll do like sprint, like intervals and strides and whatnot. Whereas, and then the others will just be like slow, easy pace runs, like 45 minutes. And then, you know, during the weekend, I'll do longer runs. Although I've skived today. I've done enough walking around at the running show to warrant not doing. Yeah, I think we've done about 5 miles just walking around there. So, I think I can warrant a day off today.
Well, going back to those long runs, so you don't run with music or anything, do you?
Nah.
Just in you and your own head?
Yeah.
Why'd you do that? Not that this is me interviewing you, but...
No, I don't know. I've never felt the need to do them. I've just never had. From when I was done my first half marathon to, you know, building, I've just never had music. And I think I tried it once and I wasn't a fan of it. I think I tried to listen to some music once and I think if I'm not in the mood for a song, having to skip it will really piss me off.
Yeah, get you out of the zone as well.
Yeah, like even like, I know I've got a pair of Shocks downstairs, so I could just press it on my ear and just skip it, but even that will just piss me off. Not that I'm like a hothead or anything, but it would just ruin my run having to like just concentrate on something else other than my running.
Yeah, do you find that you go into like a zone where you like not thinking about anything really particularly? You just, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, like an autopilot almost.
Exactly. Like sometimes it sounds so scary, but like sometimes when you're driving, you disassociate yourself from driving.
Yeah,
don't
and then
you?
you're like, oh, fuck, I'm here.
Like, how
did I not die?
Yeah. Or kill anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So is it like that?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, exactly like that, really. Unless I'm running with people.
Yeah, then you talk.
Yeah, and... which I enjoy. I think people assume I don't like running with people, but I do.
Just reiterate that, Chris.
Yeah.
You do like running with
people. I do like running with people, yeah.
But it's yeah, I mean, it's interesting you say that, though, because that's exactly how I think. But it takes a while for me to get into that zone.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm in the zone, I enjoy it. It's like at the end of my run, usually, I'll be well up for carrying on because I'm sort of in that zone of not really having to think about my running or my breathing or whatever, and I'm in and I can do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But getting me into that is hard, and like what you said, if you listen to music or... I mean, for me, what I did, because I don't have Spotify.
Yeah,
well, I have a free account, but you get ads.
And yeah.
It annoys me. What I'd rather do is put YouTube on and go through an album on YouTube. And usually there's like less ads.
Yeah, that's bad. I've had premium for years now, so I wouldn't know what the adverts are like.
Yeah,
but they used to annoy
me. But yeah, it's annoying, right? And it pulls you out once you've got to action something.
Yeah.
But for me, I tried it a few weeks ago and I was listening to it. And it was all right when the music was on. And then when it came to an advert, I was like, I'll skip. Like, and it took me out of stride.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
shit, I'm back to this, like thinking of having to run again. And
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think it's better just zoning out and plodding on, right?
Yeah. Although, like, it's a bit different, but like when I'm working, I have to have music or something on.
But I have to concentrate.
Yeah. But then, like, I'd rather not, even though I have to concentrate on my run because I'm dodging rocks and tree roots and whatever, I'd rather not have music. It's just a bit weird. Maybe it's different types of concentration, I don't know. But
yeah. I mean, like, this might be psychopathical, if that's even a word. But I quite like listening to myself breathe.
Mm. Well, it's a good indicator of, like, if you need to slow it down or if you feel like you could speed up a bit.
Yeah,
so if you're breathing like a pug, you might be like, okay, let's take it down the notch, which is what I do. There's been times where I think, fuck, I can't breathe. Because I, obviously, you can hear it now, I can't breathe through one of my nostrils. So I do struggle with nasal breathing. So I do breathe out my mouth a lot. So sometimes I do catch myself like, fucking, I need to like slow down just to sort of...
And if you have music, you wouldn't really hear it.
Yeah. I mean, I probably know it from getting like, you know, when you get a dry back in the mouth from just mouth breathing too much.
Yeah. Taste the blood.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. Speaking of which, my nose is fucked today.
Another episode of another nosebleed. Then.
Yeah, I had one the other day. We're talking about it the other day. Yeah. Crazy. 2-hour nosebleed.
Wow, you haven't passed out.
I know, but the thing is, I thought it was from the old Columbia marching powder, but then I was like, no, because I've been having them since before I was on that. Like, I was like a young teenager, literally had to replace my bedroom carpet once because I just pissed blood everywhere from my nose. So yeah, I think it's just my deviated septum. I don't know. But,
crazy. Yeah. That's a long time.
But yeah. Funny though.
Mad.
But yeah, so half marathon goal for the future. Are you wanting to do it as an event, or are you just happy to just do it
I mean, I wanna do the distance. I think that's the first goal, is to get the distance done.
Yeah.
I don't care about time, I don't care about, you know, doing it in an official environment, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it would be nice before the end of the year to get one in the bank.
Yeah, and do it as an event.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm definitely going to do a couple of 10Ks, maybe one 10K or two 10Ks this year.
Yeah.
I know we've got a couple of events on, like we've got a couple of weddings, stag do's, you know, we're away watching Shane. But yeah, I definitely want to get that done again, just to get me back into it and used to it. But yeah, an event would be pretty cool. I think it'd be nice to look back and be like, oh, just over a year, I've gone from barely being able to run properly to doing what hardly any people do in the world. Is it 1% run a marathon?
Yeah.
How many people do half a marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that stat is.
Won't be a lot, yeah.
It won't be, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if 1% do a marathon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, it's yeah, but it's like I it's hard because I have lots of running friends, but then I think about my friends who aren't actual running friends. How many of them have done a half marathon? Fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not just because they're not runners, because some people do a half marathon and just decide, I've done that for charity. That's my challenge done.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely fine, but not a lot of people have done it. You know, it's pretty mad. So,
well, I guess I'm just lucky in that, you know, I've got yourself for Inspo. I've got, you know, the lads that I run with, like some of them are just naturally fit.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean? They've been football players, badminton players, tennis players, you know, they've done it all.
Got Leach, who's
Leach is just
in the forces.
Yeah, he's RAF, but he's been naturally pretty good at running. You know, he was, I think, you know, looking back, I think he was a he was one of our long distance runners at school, high school.
Oh yeah,
you know, you do the, is it 1500, and then you do the cross country and all that rubbish.
Yeah.
I hated. Sometimes we used to just go in, like, you know, when we did it at PE. All the smokers would pretend to do it and then go off and have a fight.
Yeah, I was
and
one
I'd
of
just
them.
Go and sit with them. And then, you know, towards the end, just get out of the bush. And,
cross-country was my favourite for that.
I just, I mean, that inspired, obviously, the skiving at football training, doing it.
Yeah.
But, like, he's been naturally fit and they're all doing, you know, bigger and better things now. So I think he did the Manchester Marathon last year.
Yeah.
So obviously it's one of the toughest things he's ever done, but, you know, he'd done it.
Yeah, yeah.
And a few of the lads have done, like, they're doing Liverpool Half, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's soon, I think.
Well, it's in March, I think, one way away, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%.
Oh, yeah, because that's, is it the same day as Chester 10K?
Something like
so
that.
I think you're away for that as well, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm in, but I'll go to Budapest at the end of next month, I don't know if it ties in. And then obviously we're in London, aren't we? So I don't know.
Oh, yeah, well, I think we're in London for the, I think it's the 23rd, the gig's on the 23rd, so I think we said we'll go to Newmarket on the Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then London on the 23rd, and then back to Newmarket on the Monday. And then, just go in whenever. But
I think it's then. I think Liverpool's then, because they were signing up to do it. And
you
know what?
Because I remember.
And if we hadn't got this booked in, and there wasn't a stag do, I know it's a lot of ifs and buts, but I'd have probably put my name down for it.
Yeah, yeah.
It gives me an event, and that's what everyone's told me. Even the guys, you know, some of your mates that I spoke to today were like, get an event in.
Yeah.
And then you've got to aim for that, and it's something to aim for, right?
Yeah. Well, that's sort of like with me with my first Chester half marathon.
Mm.
Like, just had an event, I've got to do it. Mm. Even though everyone else who said they were going to, who paid for it and said they were going to do it, didn't turn up.
You did it.
No, it was literally, I think, out of that fraud team back then, five people signed up, and only me and Jody turned up.
What the hell? Jody, I can't remember her name.
McCombie.
Yeah,
it was only me and her that turned up.
Well, yeah, who else put their name down? Barrel didn't, surely.
Jack Richards.
Yeah,
I mean, these are people who paid the fee to do the race.
Committed.
I'm trying to think of the other two.
I can imagine Jack running. I know he looked athletic, but he smoked like a chimney, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a heavy smoker. I can't remember who else. There was two other people. Barrel. No, definitely won him.
Yeah.
I think definitely just getting one booked in. Maybe check the date for when Chester Half Marathon is.
Yeah, I'd be up for that.
Yeah, because if you do, I'll I might need to check when it is actually.
Yeah, because you might be.
I might be doing something else. Yeah, because I'd run it with you.
Yeah. Well, I'll have a look. It's definitely something I want to do. Now I've spoken about it, it's out there.
It's out there now, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? So,
I think did my mate Lewis sort of twist your arm as well about getting the
he was good to chat to, mate, to be fair. He was just, he was talking about some of the crazy stuff he used to do for training.
Yeah. Oh, Lewis is.
And I was like, how can I make an excuse that I'm tired if he was getting up at 4 a.m?
That was James. Oh, sorry, mate, James. Yeah. Lewis is home with the baby.
I mean, they're both great guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Lewis, he was just saying, you know, long and short, if you get something booked in and you start slowly building your speed up and your distance, you know, it's more than achievable.
Yeah. Absolutely
but,
is.
But yeah, James, he was saying, like, you know, he used to get up at 4 a.m, train for an hour and a bit, do some silly distance.
Yeah.
Back in, shower, get out of the house again for R5, do a full day at work, and then out again for another long run in the evening.
Yeah.
I was just sat there, mate, I am knackered hearing that. Do you know what I mean? I feel tired listening to it. And I was just sat there thinking, well, look, if he's done that, and, you know, why can't I just go up and get up early for a run? And I work at home. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not bloody, you know, 100 foot, 200 foot in the air cleaning windows as well.
Yeah. That's one thing I'm quite bad for is the day, because I hybrid work. So that I do 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. My Friday, I do Wednesday and Friday from home. Friday is usually my rest day or active recovery anyway.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I can just get on a bike or do yoga or whatever. But Wednesday, I should get up early and do it in the morning, but I find myself still doing it in the evening because I want to stay in bed.
Yeah, it's the beds are a killer, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, since moving in with Daisy, we've got this really nice, like, I don't know whether it's the mattress or the top mattress topper.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell. You don't want to move in the morning, you know, especially cold mornings. I know people say it anyway, but I just wish we had I don't, because I do love a good kit, but if your bed was so uncomfy, you'd want to get out, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
get a coffee and crack on.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, well, they say, as the saying goes, you know, it's always harder to get out of silk bed sheets.
Yeah.
Is what they say. Not that I've got silk bed sheets. I wish I could afford silk bed sheets. But, you know, getting up when you're nice and toasty and comfy and you've had a good sleep, it's always harder than those that have no choice. They have to get up. The bed's maybe uncomfy on it, you know.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one thing. I mean, it's one thing I want to improve. Like you just said there, you know, is getting up in the morning, doing that.
Yeah.
Today's been a good start because it's like 5 a.m. start.
Yeah.
But now I'm, you know, on garden leave at work, ready to start this new chapter in March. I've got no excuse.
Yeah, I think as well, while you're off work, definitely keep up the routine of getting up early.
Yeah. Wasn't even hard this morning, you know.
No, because I found when I was on furlough during COVID, I would sleep in for so long.
Well,
and then after my furlough got made redundant, I was getting a new job. I found it so hard to like wake up in the morning.
It's a culture shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Horrible. What normal life? What's going on? Yeah.
After work for money?
It's like me. Like, if I don't change something, mate, I'm going to be sat in my boxes playing fucking PlayStation at 32 years old while my missus is out working. Like, it's no, you know what I mean? I shouldn't be doing that. But yeah, so I'm going to definitely do that. And then, I think obviously the running goals, you know, 10Ks, half marathon this year, definitely.
Yeah.
I've said it out loud. I feel quite comfortable with it, to be honest.
Yeah, half marathon is definitely attainable.
Just
especially if you do, like, I think, when's Chester? I'm trying to think when Chester is.
So, like, middle of the year.
Yeah.
And I remember it being quite warm.
Yeah, it was,
warm when we did it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, actually, I tell a lie. Chester 10K was actually quite cold because I remember the beanie.
Yeah, we were in that sports hall, weren't we, at the beginning. It was horrible.
But I think it was warm for the half.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if that was the same day.
Because you and Daisy came out when I'd done my first half. We went to the pub afterwards. We were in the garden.
Pub garden.
Yeah, it was well nice.
Yeah, I well remembered that.
Yeah.
I remember the day, the weather, but I remember the afters and that.
Yeah, I think I got steaming afterwards.
Yeah, but you're burning, aren't you? You know what I mean? Like, I remember we went to that burger place after Chester 10K.
Yeah.
Can't remember, is it not Byron? I want to say Byron Burger, but it wasn't that, I don't think.
No. Fucking hell. It's the one owned by Chester Racecourse.
But it tasted
Burger
so much.
Shed.
That was it, and it banged.
Yeah.
Great place.
Yeah.
But it tasted so much nicer because I just ran 10K.
Yeah.
Like, reward, isn't it? And that nice little reward. But I'd definitely do that. And then, I don't think if there's any other goals I've got for this year, you know, outside of like work. Obviously, I need the new venture to go well, and if that goes well, you know, happy days there might give me more time to
train.
Yeah, because you've got to put, you know, 130%, 140%, 150% in early doors. But
yeah,
not have any startup. I guess, you know, another question for you. I mean, what are your top three things that you like about running? Has anyone ever asked you that?
Top three things I like about running.
Yeah.
I guess a sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
From both myself and others. Because I think that's what got me started was after finishing the half marathon. It wasn't just seeing my mum and everyone and, you know, Nell and you at the finish line. It was like people along the course, like, reading my name on things, saying, well done,
go on,
I just fucking buzzed off that, because anything that strokes my ego, I lap it up.
Yeah.
It's like you met Carmine today, the guy who plays the accordion, Scarpa athlete. So yeah, I literally was at an event, played an accordion with something I knew on piano, I think it's Frère Jacques. Mm. It was like, oh, you're quite good at that. You left, you know, you're natural. You should start playing. Yeah. That was it. All I
you did.
and then I learned to play the concertina. So I'm not paying fucking so much money for an accordion if I'm shit at it.
Yeah.
Got quite good at that, and then yeah, straight away I'm back on the accordion. I mean, struggling with that, but yeah, I mean that's it. Doesn't take much for me to take something off. You just have to stroke my ego a tiny little bit, yeah. And I'm like, so, maybe it's a bit of narcissism. I don't know.
I don't know, but it's quite cool. I mean, like you say then, like it's nice when you have that community in running, don't you? Even at events when people don't know you, they just read your name and like, go on, you.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
I just remember Chester 10, and it was about 5K in, and I was you could say I was struggling, sobering up. And I remember this little lad, he must have been about 6, and had his hand out, and no, everyone was ignoring him, and I was, you know, at the opposite part of the road.
Yeah.
And I ran over to high five him. What a mistake.
Yeah.
But because he wanted it, I was like, I'll be nice. And yeah. I just remember like his mum going, oh, go on, Tom, and I'll listen. I was like, oh, that's nice. I remember running over, slapping his hand, and instantly got a stitch. Yeah. But because it was so nice, yeah, I said to Matt, I was like, that was the biggest mistake I've made. I am knackered now. Why have I done that? But yeah, no, okay. So sense of accomplishment.
Yeah. Number two, probably. Being able to sit on my Xbox and eat shit
because
it's counterproductive. Like we were saying today, like you said at the running show, you're surprised I'm not shredded.
Yeah,
and it's like I love beer and crisps too much.
Yeah,
and that's it. But I mean, at least I can have those things that I like and not be Jabba the Hutt, you know.
Yeah, you're still being good, Nick.
Yeah, I'm still a good Nick, I guess it goes back to moderation. But yeah, so self accomplishment, gluttony. It sounds like the seven sins. We've got narcissism, gluttony, and the third thing, getting to see cool places.
Yeah, well, you've been away, haven't you?
Been away a few times, and just like going up in the mountains as well. Because like, yeah, I could go hike those places, but like, there's races I've done in the Lake District and Snowdonia, and I'm like, fuck, I didn't know this place existed.
Yeah,
and I probably wouldn't have known about it until I ran past it. Because go to where we are. We're quite close to Snowdonia. I've been up it. I think I looked on my little summit bag. I think I've been up Snowdon, or Woodver. 22 times I've been up there.
I've done it like 3, I think.
Yeah, we should go up there soon.
Yeah, it's good exercise, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So obviously that everyone goes up there, but it's like there's loads of mountains around that area that no one goes up, and probably people have never heard of, and I probably wouldn't have heard of unless I was doing this. Mm. I think that's the third thing, is seeing some cool places. And I think as well, like, this is going to get dark, but there's been times where I've, you know, been really depressed and just like always thought, if I ever top myself, it's because I'm bored.
Yeah.
Like, this is dark now, but that has always been my thing. It's never been because I'm sad or because I think it'll just be, if I ever top myself, it's because I'm bored.
Yeah,
but then I see stuff while I'm out on these mountain runs and stuff, and I just think, yeah, I wouldn't be seeing this if I ever did.
And I'm
not in that frame of mind now, or have been in for a long while, but I do always see something and think, fuck, I wouldn't see this if I'd done myself in at any other time, or, you know.
I remember you have mentioned you struggled in the past, haven't
yeah
you?
Yeah, I mean, and there was that clip from a podcast I've done where I spoke about my mate Kieran Herzog saving my life and that, but you know, there's been other times, but you know, when I've just thought about it, like, I do think, like, yeah, if I did, I wouldn't see this.
Yeah, so it opens your eyes.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, and it makes you sort of appreciate life. Like, even like when there's fucking awful stuff going on in the world, like, you can just sit on a mountain and just look out and just think, yeah, this is sick.
Yeah, no one else like, around.
Yeah, like, yeah. You just think, yeah, this is cool. So those are my three things, I think. I went a bit dark towards the end, but yeah.
all like, nice, I guess, points of...
There's like, because of places where I've been, I've been able to take people places as well, you know, like, I've ran this, but I could take so-and-so to hike this, you know,
yeah.
And stuff like that. So, yeah, it's cool.
you show other people things as well, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Even like today, the running show, like free tickets, that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool.
Like, I wouldn't have gone otherwise, do you know what I mean? Yeah, so it's nice to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, mate, three good things there, to be fair. sitting and eating junk food while gaming, because you can't balance in it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
A man after my own heart.
Yeah, keep drinking my mind. I'll show you, actually. I'll show you, because, you know, I'm into my natural wines and that, so I got Susukaru, the ones we found out through Action Bronson.
Oh, yeah,
I had another one this year. Munjabel. Yeah, it's by the same guy, Frank Cornelison, yeah. So I've had a few now. I keep the bottles. Nell's asking me, why do you keep the bottles? I
said, quite nice, just, though.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the other one? Oh, this is the Action Bronson one.
Yeah, that's class.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was nice, yeah. 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 It didn't taste how I thought it would be. It was nice, but it just, I don't know, it had a different taste to what I thought it would be. Just I know he likes his sweet stuff, so I was expecting a sweet wine, but it wasn't. It's quite dry. But yeah, let's put those bottles back.
I'm slowly getting into wine, quite like, well, rosé, I've had it forever.
Yeah.
But I've started to get into red a lot more.
Yeah.
Mainly because I'm trying to phase out beer when I can.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice to have like a glass of wine. If you can get away with having a nice glass of wine.
Yeah.
On a Friday or Saturday night. Not drinking to get hammered, but just to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah. I find that with wine, like, you know, when I sent you those pictures of my Christmas night out and I was Opera Grill, I said, me and the lad work had a bottle of red.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
nice.
And do you know what? I got nicely toasted on that.
Yeah. You know, doesn't leather you, does it? You can have a couple of glasses.
Yeah.
Feel quite merry, especially if you've got the cheese out or you're having a steak or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just nice to have. It's a good accompaniment. Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think I'm getting, maybe it's an age thing of getting to like, oh, go out and get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's definitely an adulting thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Instead of, oh, let's get on the pints. Like, oh yeah, let's go out and get a bottle of wine.
Yeah, it's completely different now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two completely different vibes. Yeah, let's go and have a couple of beers. Let's split a bottle of red, shall we?
Yeah, yeah. There's a few places in town I want to try, actually.
Yeah.
We should make a day of it, actually.
Yeah.
In Chester. Is that Flat Earth Bar?
Yeah, you showed me that on Instagram. Yeah, it looks good.
That looks cool there. And Covino is back, closed down. So it's like they do nice wines and small plates.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's well up your street.
Love Scran.
Yeah.
Love wine now. So yeah. Match made in heaven.
Do that. And I was trying to think, have we ever been to Prohibition together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The secret.
Yeah, because you were like, where are you taking me?
Yeah, it's like an alley with like a door to a flat and then like nothing else.
Yeah.
Like,
your face is priceless. Yeah, actually.
It's unreal in there.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's still open.
Yeah. I went in there when my mate Kieran come up, actually.
Nice.
A few months ago. Yeah, went in there. What else is the other bar? There's another bar I want to go into.
I've not been out in Chester for a long time.
But there's another bar which I discovered not too long ago, which I really like. Metronome Jazz Bar.
Oh yeah,
really live cool music. There. Sometimes there's a guy playing piano.
That's pretty.
But
cool.
A lot of time they have like records on.
Ah, nice.
Yeah,
just a chill bar.
Yeah, really chill. Dog friendly as well.
I quite like that. I don't know what I can't remember the account. Is it like Chester Eats or Food in Chester? Those three girls that go around.
They put out
some interesting things, like bars and places to eat and stuff.
Yeah, I don't follow them, but they come up on my Explore page like all the time. I'm like, who are these girls? Like,
yeah, they make some of the places look sick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like I didn't know about the Flat Earth Bar till like
they put it on. Yeah.
There's
a few places. Shout out
there. There was another bakery as well that I didn't know about.
Mm.
It's literally just down the road, it looks sick. House of Usher, I think it's called.
Somewhere. Yeah, well, that's it. I love like accounts like that. My Instagram's full of them, like food places, drink places.
Yeah,
obviously, starting to filter in the running now just for motivation to counterbalance all the food.
Yeah,
which is good. Obviously, just give you that kick up the arse, and you scroll in the morning, wake up.
Yeah,
oh, they've gone for a run, or so and so was out on a run. Probably get my arse out and run.
Yeah. I think it's funny how my algorithms on, because I've got my private account and my public account, and the algorithms are so different.
Interesting, like, that, isn't it? Because they say that you've, I mean, and it's factual, is that Meta can listen to you through the microphone on your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's in the terms and conditions. It's not a conspiracy. Yeah. It's in, you can read it in black and white.
Yeah, if you've got access to the microphone, it'll listen to you. That's how it targets its ads, et cetera, which is, you know.
Because a lot of it's done by IP address.
Yeah, whoever's browsing as well.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw this thing on LinkedIn of this guy saying his mum buys a specific brand of toilet paper, has done her entire life, and he never buys it.
Yeah.
He went to visit his mum. There was no mention of this toilet paper at all. And then after we went home, he got an advertisement for this toilet paper his mum buys. Funny. But it's because he'd been on her IP address.
Yeah,
it's like, this is a new person at this address. They will have used, she's ordered it online or whatever, got it in, and he's would have probably used it. Let's fucking push it onto him. It's,
you know, it's funny. I couldn't even tell you the brand name of my toilet paper. I could not tell you.
But I buy mine from Costco.
Is it Kirkland?
Probably, yeah.
The boys there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. It's the IP address. I remember one of my mates who will remain nameless for the duration of this, but he is shitting himself at the minute because him and his missus, you know, they've been together a while, lived together, never really spoke about kids or anything, and he's been getting a load of ads for baby things, children, shit. And he's shitting himself because he doesn't want kids.
Yeah, they've not had the chat yet. Talking about what she googling,
but yeah, that's what he said. He's like, I think she's googling stuff, mate. I probably need to leave. Yeah. I was like, well, that's heavy. But yeah, it's mad how it works.
How many holes in the condom are effective without getting caught?
imagine it's just an advert for other forms of contraception or something like that. You're like, oh no.
How to counteract contraception.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
But yeah, he's in a sticky situation at the minute.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, he's funny. That's funny awful guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So my private algorithm's very political. Hmm. And then my public algorithm's very sort of fitness, comedian. Thing, lots of Norm Macdonald and stuff like that.
Yeah,
that one I sent you the other day was funny. So you had to start story. Yeah. No, it wasn't that one. But it was faced the entire time as well. Then my YouTube algorithm is like mostly like police body cam.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a mix of both. It's not just like all cops are bastards. It's like, you know, like
cops being good and shit.
Yeah. It's a proper mix. Lots of dash cam footage as well. And then my TikTok algorithm, it's very, it's all very, sort of ways to better yourself in senses of, like, how to do stuff.
Or inspo and educational.
Yeah, education, yeah. So yeah. Sort of like...
Well, that's what people use it for these days.
Yeah, but some people's, like, algorithm's, like, just pure brain rot, isn't it? Like,
I mean... Yeah, I don't want to dig my missus out here, but you know, some of the videos that Daisy listens or watches, like, you know, and to be fair, we're all guilty of it, and we sit there and scroll, do
things. Oh, yeah.
But like, I'll go up to bed every night, and she goes to bed before me, and I'll come up, and I'll either expect her to be winding down or be asleep, and she is doom scrolling these videos. It makes me laugh every night. It just tickles me. Yeah. I'm like, how long have you been doing this?
Thinking of Meta, actually, did you check if you're following... the president of America or the vice president?
On X, I'm following Donald Trump.
Did you follow him though?
I did because Elon tweeted he's back or something. I clicked the profile because it was a weird thing.
Mm.
But I did see that automatically people were following
Vice,
was it the vice president or vice Donald president Trump's son?
Both. Yeah, no, it was the vice president or Trump.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Yeah,
somebody,
it's weird.
Yeah.
And I went, like, I checked. I'm not following any of them. But I looked and it was, like, loads of people who I know probably wouldn't want
really
to follow.
Weird.
And loads of people did say, like, fuck.
Who is this guy? What's going on?
Why am I following the vice president?
Like, yeah, I saw that. But then also, do you see Zuckerberg's admission of the previous US government were telling them to censor stuff, telling them that they shouldn't say stuff?
Yeah, this is why
stuff.
he's taking off the whole...
he's adding in community notes now, isn't he?
Rather than fact checking,
but it's interesting that because either way, it can be. It just shows you that the media, that social media and whatever, they can show you anything they want to show you.
Yeah.
And that'll change your opinion on things. If you like it or not, that's how the world works.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like my private account, which is very political. I do like to keep politics out of this podcast, but yeah, we'll dip into it for a little bit. So I'm very pro-Palestine. And it's quite... I'm not... So, like, I've told you about my mate Isaac, who's a rabbi.
Yeah.
Best mate, like, not best mates, but very good mates since school. He's the one who actually got me onto it. Like, he's pro-Palestine. And yeah, so he's the one who got me onto it. But then my algorithm went from being pro-Palestine, left-wing, to very quite anti-Semitic reels.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm anti-Zionist, but I'm not anti, you know. Jewish at all. Like I said, Isaac's a great guy. It sounds like, yeah, I'm not racist.
I've got loads
friends.
Of black friends. Yeah, that's how it came across.
It does sound like that.
No, it's not.
But no, it's not at all. You know, yeah. But it's so yeah. But I had to sort of like go on. You know that thing where it says I'm not interested in this.
Yeah, because
some of them were really
fill
bad.
It
like,
out. Get it going.
Yeah. Some of it. Yeah, it was horrible. You know, I have quite a dark sense of humour, but some of it was just...
It was just way too far.
Yeah, it's pure hatred, which I'm not into at all. So yeah, fuck that noise.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it all, because a lot of my education or knowledge comes from things that probably aren't true.
Because
you don't know, do you? Unless you go out and try and find this information.
Yeah.
Then you can make, you know, your own mind up. But,
yeah. It just makes me laugh when people cherry pick facts as well, like, you know, like stuff about what's in the Torah, what's in the Quran, what's in the Bible. It's like, oh yeah, they say to you know, kill, you know, all non-believers, you know, who aren't Muslim. It's like, well, I can, if you're a Christian, you can sell your daughter into slavery. You know, you can set your mum on fire for wearing two different types of materials. You know, it's like, so that, you know, there's bits in all of it. I mean, I think it's all bullshit, but anyway.
Yeah, they all say it's like an iteration or a reiteration of the same book, but just in different.
Yeah, yeah.
They've taken different things out, like Chinese whispers.
Yeah,
as they say.
Yeah, and you're always gonna get. And that was probably the extremist views at some point, because like extremism in any way, and which is why I think there's such a massive like division in left and right now, because you got the left, what I put myself in, but the extreme left, who have just, I won't even get into that, and then you got the right, and then the extreme right. Yeah. And I always think like there's been, you used to tolerate each other.
Yeah, no.
You know, like if it was left, you're right, you know, yeah, I don't agree with your thing, but, you know, whatever, that's yours, that this is mine. But now it's sort of like, if you're, you know, if you would like stricter rules on immigration, you're Hitler. If you believe that trans should exist, then you're a fucking snowflake. And it's just sort of like,
so hang on a minute.
Hang on. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, they try and box you into different things.
Yeah.
I quite like, was it Joe Rogan's...
he's got
answer.
Well right wing though.
Well, have you seen what he said? He's come out and said, look, I'm neither. I am just an American with views that I like over here and views that I like over here.
Yeah,
don't say
was
I'm
that
Republican.
A long time ago though, because I think I remember seeing that, but I feel like now he's gone quite right.
I mean, he's that been at the Trump rally and all this. I think it was off the back of that, after the back of his inauguration. He's came out and said, well, look, I don't agree with everything.
Yeah.
Equally, there's points over here I really like. I'm just in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, to be honest, they're sitting on the fence, isn't it? But that's... Yeah.
You get called a coward for that, and it's like, well, no.
Yeah, you've got to have your own opinion, haven't you? And if your opinion is you like some things here, you don't like some things here.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you sit on the fence? I think the problem is you have to have power. Somebody has to have power, and that's the problem, isn't it? Like, it's one or the other.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like, well, what do you do?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
World's fucked.
Yeah, pretty much.
World's fucked.
Pretty much.
And we're all going back to how we were as tribalistic cavemen.
Yeah.
That's how we're going back.
I think a lot of people will be fucked if that does happen.
Yeah.
Well, properly. Definitely, I'd be fucked. Well, maybe not. I think I can run half an hour. I'll run away from people.
Yeah.
If there's ever motivation to start running, it's now.
Yeah.
It's that. But,
yeah. run up to the mountains, you'll be fine.
Yeah, literally.
Hide away from it all.
Yeah, wait for it all to
blow over. Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead.
Awesome. Yeah. Ah, that's awesome. Not making any more of them, are they? Like the Cornetto trilogy.
No, I think the Cornetto trilogy was it, wasn't it? And then they had the, is it At World's End? Or not At World's End. Or was it? It was the pub where they go, every year they go to that same pub, or was that maybe in it? I can't remember.
I think that was it.
They had Hot Fuzz, Shaun of the Dead.
And that was,
And that was, yeah, they were the three. Simon Pegg, he was hilarious, wasn't he?
Yeah, great. What have I watched him in recently? Oh, I was going to do my head, and I've seen him in something recently. It was really good.
Is it Run, Fat Boy, Run? Have you seen that?
I haven't, actually.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
He's doing the, so he's, and I might butcher this, because it was a long time ago when I've seen it. But he's like quite an unfit guy. He's got a pretty shit job. Sort of a bit like Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, I think, training for the London Marathon.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't the most athletic as a kid and all this. It's like his trousers. It's basically about his life.
Yeah.
This race. And it's just funny. Really funny.
Yeah, I do need to watch it.
It's, it's worth a watch.
Well, it was funny seeing him in Black Panther.
I've not even seen Black Panther.
No, that's not him. That's Martin Freeman. Fuck's
sake. I was going to say.
Completely different guy. You know, how did I get. Do you know what? That's not the first time I've got mixed up either, actually. These white people, they all look the same.
Yeah, we all look the same.
Yeah. Right. Should we end it at that?
We've gone over
an hour.
Yeah, have we?
We've
rambled on for an hour.
Yeah. I think we could go on for longer, probably.
But... Yeah, I was going to say. That was pretty easy, actually, after a while.
Cool. Right. Thanks for listening. I'm going to end it at that. Next episode will be in 2 weeks' time. It'll probably be a solo one, and I'm going to do it sort of with someone solo, have another guest, and just try and keep it like that as I can. Keep it structured, keep it fresh, because I had a few episodes where I was running out of things to say. we'll do that. If you got this far, thanks for listening, and we'll see you again.
Cheers,
Tom.